started without Eric Comrie in the lineup today. Is everything okay with him? Or what's his update, his status?
Well, he's sick. He started to feel sick last night, and this morning he came here, and he was quite sick, so we sent him back home, and we called Phillips back up, but he just couldn't make it on time, so we had an emergency call up from a fireman. So that was, he came to the practice. We called him maybe an hour before practice this morning, practice with us, and not too often you see a guy your age in the lineup, and it was very nice of him.
Game of some momentum swings there, Coach, tonight, and ultimately, I guess, start the third period all deadlocked. What did you see in that third from your team especially?
Well, that's a team that's shooting a lot of pucks from different angles. I felt in the third period we were winning more battles, and we got the puck out a bit better, and we pressured their Ds. When we do that, we're a tough team to play against, and that's what we did in the third. More pressure on their defensemen, but it starts with good decisions in neutral zone, and we had better decisions in neutral zone. So when you do that, then it gives us a chance to establish your forecheck and create momentum, and that's what we did better in the third period.
We talked with Jason a little bit about the penalties, especially in the second, and he said it's a fine line between wanting to play aggressive but sort of walking that line. Did you feel that your team maybe at times was over-aggressive today?
Well, we can. I mean, we want to be aggressive. I don't want to change it. I don't want to take it away from our team, but there's a time and place for sure, and lots of judgment calls. No, there's nothing we can do there. So, you know, every game, win the game or lose the game, there's always calls that you would like to see be done differently. Again tonight, on both sides. And tonight, you know, yes, we did take, especially in the second period, some penalties. Our PK is doing well. We want to stay away from the box, but we don't want to hold back either as far as being aggressive, being on the puck. And now, you know, a broken stick, it's automatic. Whether it's a, you know, it's an aggressive play or not, it just, we had a few tonight, and, you know, it ended up being penalty kills for us.
There was a bit of a delay there on that too many men penalty goal. The refs seemed to be having a prolonged discussion with each other, and then ultimately, was there some debate about whether you actually had too many men on the ice, or was it whether they missed something that happened earlier in the play?
I'd like to give you an answer. I'm not sure why we were not sure why exactly and what they were talking about, so I don't know.
Coach, did you like the chances your team was generating overall tonight?
In the third period, I thought we had better chances. I mean, you have Chase DeLeo going on a breakaway. That's a big play that could have ended up being a big goal for us. We had some chances. Finding the rebounds, the battles in front of the net, finding the loose pucks. I think we can release the pucks, the shots earlier to bring it to the net. Especially on the power play, I think we can shoot more pucks. At the end of the day, you're trying to create shooting lanes. and when you get that shooting lane, you want to shoot the puck. I think we can shoot more pucks, that's for sure.
And sorry, just I got the goaltenders, but if, assuming Eric isn't well enough to go tomorrow, with Andre faced quite a bit of a workload tonight, you said lots of shots, is it possible Jamie Phillips would get the start for you tomorrow?
No. No, Pav has played 2-2 in the past, and right now Jamie is coming up as a backup guy, and Pavelec should be in the net tomorrow.